It's our commission. It's our devotion. It's our heartfelt devotion. It's our heartfelt devotion. It's our heartfelt devotion. In that he died for all, that they that live should henceforth not live to themselves. You are in church so that you can learn not to live for yourself. You are in church to learn how not to live for yourself. I know you have been used to a church style of coming to meet your needs. Yes, let me call, even coming to grow up spiritually. Well, spiritual growth for what? For service. That is the purpose for church. Sorry, you might not have been used to this all this while. Yes, maybe perhaps if you have been drilled like this from when you have been younger, you have been better. But hey, God is yet saying, forget the past. It's time to take responsibility for your future. It's time to take responsibility. We are not the one that is extreme. We are simply reading, seeing what is there, seeing the commission. Seeing is Christianity an addendum to our life or the reason for life? Thank you, Lord Jesus. This clarity dawns on us today as we conclude this series this morning. We say we are steadfast. We say we are not discouraged. Oh, thank manos togo vatema stegevite po patetati raste. Brother Lou made a post some days ago. He said, seasons come, seasons go. The believer must not be carried away with seasons. Oh, so much wealth. Oh, there is abundance right now. You will not be carried away. Oh, I am not having enough. You will not be carried away. Come what may, the ministry becomes your constant. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strong and perfect people. Strong and perfect people. Glory to God. Be seated, everybody. Strong and perfect people. Strong and perfect. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strong and perfect people. Strong and perfect in the will of God. Strong and perfect. Strong and perfect people. Oh, nanostova de gebotati. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Of course, remember, and thank God for that song. One of the things I have taught you in this place is you learn to be sincere to yourself, right? You learn it. It's a learning. You learn to be sincere to yourself. Don't defend yourself when you are wrong. Learn to be sincere to yourself. That thing that that we saw in Adam, we must not still keep reproducing right now. Adam said, oh, it's the wife you gave me. He shielded himself. Wife said, oh, he said, it's the serpent. Be sincere to yourself. When you see yourself, that's one of the summary of the last teaching, that the things you need, don't stop blaming your past. Stop blaming your past. Stop blaming somebody else. Take responsibility. Amen? Take responsibility. And later, even James stood up, told us, he said, don't mind them. He said, every man is drawn away. When everybody is tempted, when he's drawn away of which own lust. So it's saying that you learn that you push the blame on others does not mean that you are justified. And don't forget, God is going to judge the intentions. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why even your no-man, woman relationship, when you have discovered the obvious, learn to say, I'm sorry. It takes nothing. It costs nothing. Learn to say, I'm sorry. When you have discovered the obvious, oh, I'm wrong. Just say, I'm sorry. Amen, amen. So you didn't learn that in Christ, to always be defensive, to always say, no. Some people, when they argue the reason why they cannot grow up spiritually, when they finish arguing for you, you just forget it. You just say, okay, don't worry, you are permitted not to grow up spiritually. Well, I didn't see that excuse that will be tenable before God. 5 talents, you serve with it. 2 talents, what you do? Serve with it. 1 talent, serve with it. 0.5 talents, serve with it. Amen, amen. But there is no one with no opportunity. No one with no opportunity. Praise God. Amen, amen. So don't pick up that negative influence from Adamicity. Yeah, that's why I call it. To always push the blame on others and not take responsibility. That's a negative influence that we don't pick it. Don't pick it from Adamicity. Okay, so winding up series 3 right now. Today, 1 Corinthians 7:24 again. So all we have taught in Aspire Series 2 and Series 3 of Offices. This will be a good manner for ministry. Recommend for your friends. Recommend for your appears to be a very good man. So we can interpret all I have said in two ways. Number one, when I said the ministry of Jesus must be apostolic, the ministry of Jesus, when we are saying it must be apostolic, firstly, it must be the Christianity of the foundational apostles. That means it must be the Christianity as recorded. It must be the one that Jesus started. It's not about the church name. It's about what ought to be done. We cannot have our own Christianity. We cannot say we have our own emphasis. We cannot say you have, I've told you that thing is, I didn't repent of that thing, but it's clear stupidity. They say, my own church is, we are focused on business. My own church, we are focused on singles life. My own church, we are focused on entrepreneurship. It's stupidity. It's irreverence to God. Quote me anywhere. is to be deliberately stupid. When scripture is clear, we are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets. You cannot have your own Christianity. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say Christianity must be apostolic. So that's one of the first interpretation of that word. So that also tells us something that when we see the plenty deviations we see around, it's because Satan is at work. That's the point. When we are seeing churches, different ministries trying to say we have our own emphasis, we have our own that, it just shows you that Satan is at work. And the truth is that many will now discard Christianity because of this many pattern, and they will now applaud Islam. That Islam is one pattern. You are just a counterfeit. Because why should Satan fight falsehood? Are you getting me? That's not my sermon. Let me know. That's Pastor Joy's sermon. Why should Satan fight falsehood? So why are we having this plenty division? That is the battle cry of the enemy against the church. To cause people. You know, you don't need to fight church too much. Just tell them that everybody just be doing, just celebrate yourself, be doing status Christianity. That's all. You will, maybe the 100 of you are saved though, but you will remain there. No, but there will be no ministry. So, you know, Satan is associated there, right? Hello? When the 100 has a capacity of becoming 100,000 in different places due to ministry, but you have successfully told them, cage them into, you be doing your status clan, your rich man, millionaire seat, single seat, everything. You have succeededly caged that ministry from the purpose of Jesus. So that you are saying that maybe Islam, other people, they all have one creed, they don't have any division. That is just to tell you that is falsehood. The real truth is under attack. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you get that? I didn't get that. Please. Let me see, man. Trust me, I will explain. Okay, Vivian, you didn't get that. Thank you. So what I'm saying is, you don't, like somebody will say, he said, you don't, there is no fake. Who has seen a fake 2,000 naira note before? A single note, 2,000 naira, fake. 2,000 naira note. I know you must have seen it. Amen. Why is there no fake? There is no what? Original, right? Praise God. So the reason why we have different shades of Christianity is because the original is somewhere. So that means if we have a 5,000 naira note now in Nigeria, single one that is not approved by CBN, should you bother yourself? Why? Everything is what? It's fake. So why you see plenty of them? You say, okay, this one, people, they have their own. Say they will say every mosque everywhere, they worship the same way, right? They do things the same way. And some people say, but Christian, see, so we say his own is deliverance. So we say his own is prosperity. So we say his own is plenty things. Therefore, don't worry, this will cannot be right. These ones that have one singular thing, they are the correct one. That is to be undiscerning. Amen? Praise God. How do you think the devil fights the church? It's because we don't read the Bible and we have read Agbaranla, Ultimate Power, and Ideshu. Sorry, interpret for me in English. And Ultimate Power and all those films, Avon film, Mount Zion. It's because you are used to it. So you are expecting Satan to fight the church in forms of James Bond versus Okongan or WrestleMania, what's their name? Undertaker. That's how you're expecting Satan to be fighting the church. That's as you'll be praying like this. Something should just appear, disappears there. Boom, blah. Hey, I've come to scatter your church. That is how it's because we don't read the Bible. Hallelujah. How does Satan infiltrate church? Doctrines, teachings. How did Satan infiltrate Eve? Is it by doing it? Doctrine, information, contrary. As God said, you should not eat of this thing. Information, contrary. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because we have learned so much calabash, and because of our origin, Yoruba, Igbo, Amadiwa, amen. Come on, tell us the name of your demons in your clans, amen. Lamurudu, yes. Come on, tell us more. Right, Pazike. No demon. Ah, yes. Oh, in blood of Jesus. Anyone, any other one? Ayala. Amen. So, of course, you are used to all those demons and they are paparazzi. You think that is the same way? The devil is smart. He's too smart not to use drama to because the smallest of believers can cast out a demon. Amen. But doctrine, the biggest of believers can be caged with wrong doctrine. Sorry, I said biggest. Find a better word, the most mature. You can be 80 years in ministry, yet you are still preaching salvation in Saint Anna. I still not catch you. If you are still preaching that tongues is for certain in the church, it's for the people who have graduated ministers in training. Amen. You know, if that is the case in this place, it will be serious. How many people will speak in tongues? Only the first row. Two people. You are seeing training. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, doctrine can easily, that is easy thing. You check 1 Corinthians, you see what's strife, division, side talks. Look at some of that again today as we round up this series. So, 1 Corinthians 7:24. Oh, sorry, I've said that is number one. So when we are saying the ministry of Jesus must be apostolic, firstly, it must be the Christianity of the foundational apostles. Secondly, men must be trained and sent. Put is a must too. Men must be trained and sent. Men must be trained and sent. That's the meaning. So we have those two parallel. We have the two streams under apostolic ministry. And more, it must be that's the one, it must be the Christianity that was instituted in the church, the emphasis of Jesus, emphasis of Peter, of Paul, of James, of the first apostle. That must be your Christianity. Don't have your own. You cannot. You just cannot. You should not. You must not. Then secondly, being apostolic, that means there is a sending away. So men must be trained and sent. Don't just write sent. Oh. Don't spend on train men. Men must be trained and sent. Thank you. So, that is very clear. Very clear. 1 Corinthians 7:24. So, brethren, let's read together. Want to go? Thank God for small sense that explained this to us in that confession again. Have you seen that even in the songs and everything, you are yet learning. You are learning. In the songs, you are learning. Everything, you are learning. Why? God does not want you to be manipulated. He doesn't want to do anything against your will. You must know why you are doing things you are doing. If there is doctrine without instruction, that is what? Indulgence, right? Instruction without doctrine is what? Manipulation. You must know why you are doing what you must know why you are preaching. You must know why. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 7:24. Let's read together. I want to go. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say you must serve God. In your capacity. That's the point. Don't race after things to serve God. Don't say, until I achieve this status, until I armor, until I get better job, until I get, you can serve, start serving in that capacity. As you trust, I'm not saying you should not make your life better, as you aspire to acquire, to refire, that you may not expire from an empire with an empire in despair. As you do all those, right, ensure you are serving God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I would have been a bad motivational speaker. So thank God for the gospel. Amen. I just say, oh, shook me, pastor. That's how. Yeah. there are some this that is not sustainable. Are you with me? I think I'm a motivational speaker right now. And we have, let me say,
let me say 20 of Brad Joshua and his church. You know, that church cannot prosper. Because Brad Joshua has no motivation, it's just clear. Amen. Okay. Thank God for our Christianity. I wouldn't have been qualified. 1 Corinthians 10:23. Let's read through the scriptures. So you serve God in your capacity, okay? Don't race after things. Don't say until this is done. Ah, no. Until I have 7 free days in the week, like pastor once in a while. No. Those few days you have, that is what you'll be asked. That's what God will ask you for. Start where you are as you plan to make yourself free for better days. Like I would say earlier in the first sermon, you have been bought with a price. Don't be what? Servants of men. Don't be caged under another man's will. That is a lot. Don't be servants of men. Don't put yourself as much as you can. Don't put yourself under the jurisdiction of another man's will. Don't put yourself in another man's armpit. Are you with me? That means don't allow the will of another man to control your own pace for God as much as you can. Some entrepreneurs, you know the way they use people now? If they can, they will tell you to come to church Sunday morning. Sorry, come to work Sunday morning. It's so bad until they start doing VG and you must attend. If you don't attend VG, and I said, seriously, don't we have conditional service again that you sign? Do you sign for VG? You understand? And the school of my dear sister over there, they said they will even lock the gate. We are not going. On top of how much? Praise God. So that means if you started in a place like that, progressively, what must you plan? Plan to free yourself. People do the same thing for their family. I've seen millionaires, people that resign from international. I mean, if you follow those, you see somebody just, I'm done with this. Why? Especially footballers. Footballers, some people that I see in the prime age say, well, I want to go and face my family. What is that family? One girl and one child. That is family. not like our own extended 3 wives, 44 children. I must have time for my family. That is one boy that you just put on that nanny and Sarah and they will be fine. But how much more for the gospel? Honey, you are not having time for me. Don't worry. Don't worry. Next year, I promise you, I'm going to stay at home for 6 months. Thank you, honey. The honey is one human being. Amen. Ministry is how many human beings? As much more. So, of course, when I'm not, of course, why do you think now that I'm not teaching you to dishonor your family? Because there is no tool for dishonor here. Where will you find this? Praise God. I'm teaching you this repeatedly so you can understand that when we are saying put priority on the gospel, we are not implying discard your family, treat people anyhow. No, or you say, no, boss, no, I don't have your time. Man of God. No. So we are not. So you see, even servant obey your master. Because there is no, you will not find a tool in Christ. You have to go and borrow it from who? From the devil. Amen. So there's no dishonor in me. But I know my priority. That's the point. So when he's saying a man must follow me, must leave his father, mother, is just priority. Thank you. So 1 Corinthians 10:23. Okay, 10:23. Let's read together. One to go. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Amen, amen. So most of the time, the call of God will step on your toes. Your own toes. It will step on it. It will step on some of your ambitions. It will step on some legitimate player. That is the call of God. This is the point. This is what has not been preached for a while. When they preach this consecration without the eternal state of our salvation, then that was when it looks like slavery in the 90s. maybe some churches where I don't want to mention their name, when they preach this strong consecration without first ensuring that doctrine is standardized. That was why we had almost like a slavery type of Christianity. But knowing doctrine is time to serve. Thank you for understanding. So it will step on some of your ambitions. It will step on some legitimate pressure. Not everything, but at least some. It must. So when it comes, understand that it is norm. It is what it demands. Don't say, Pastor, that may be this. Oh, no. It is what it demands. Chapter 10, 24 right now. Chapter 10, verse 24. Let no man seek his own, but every man's another's wealth. See, don't seek your own. Every man another's wealth. Verse 32 and 33. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many. Why? That they may be saved. Now saying 11 verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So how are you to follow him there? Which example are we to follow? Selflessness, right? Not claiming your rights. Selflessness as of Christ. That's how you follow him in following Christ. Selflessness. Because we see that example of selflessness in Jesus, which Paul emulated. He said, you to emulate me in this, because this is of Christ. A man that is full of his own rights cannot serve in the ministry. I will speak about individuals. I will speak about pastors. I mean, leaders. Then we close today. So a man that is full of his own rights cannot serve in the ministry. He cannot serve in the ministry. A man that all your plans is for yourself. Me, I, and myself. You cannot serve in the ministry. You cannot fulfill the ministry. See the plenty churches we have today. See how CG, CD Power Life. Is it the GO that was going everywhere? That means men drop their rights, they drop their ambition to serve another. People left their homes, left their country. See our missionaries of those days. If not for them, Mary Slessor and others. If not for them, perhaps who knows what would have happened to Africa. They left something for us. And we are rejoicing in what's in their labor today. Right? We have Christians today. Piloting just those guys, those men, then they left things. And today we are in the result of their labor. They left their possession. They left families. They left homes. You can build a house, yet you have to go somewhere else and be staying in a rented apartment. That's the gospel. All for the gospel. Say all for the gospel. So it's upon us to respond. It's upon us to respond. You cannot know so much yet. You don't want to be responsible. No. It's up to us to respond. We don't live for ourselves. When men are calling, when men are yearning, come and help us, we must respond. When men are yearning, they are calling from Macedonia, hey, come and help us, we must respond. To the preaching and to the teaching of the word, you must be fervent. God saved you very well so that you can serve very well. He saved you very well. They don't know, leave that salvation thing. That one is, let's not talk about it. Sorry. Anyway, we have Bible seminar continues tomorrow, Monday, so go back to his house of salvation. But see, God saved you well so that you can focus on ministry. They are not focused on the energy that people you ought to be using to serve in the ministry. That's what they are using to say, God, are you sure I'm going to enter heaven? He didn't tell you to bother your head, your medulla, or oblongata with that. Amen. What are you to be bothered with? The ministry. How do I serve? See, I have not heard of someone that took a break from ministry and came back better. I have not heard of someone that took a break, went to his house, went away, when he now came back. Now came back, boom, it's a lie. It's a lie. The only break you can take is a break to learn, not a break from learning, not a break from service. Thank you. Even then, see if he comes back at all. I want to take a break. Same way some ladies, they deceive guys. After you have some, that one that is eyeing you in school. So, see, I like, can we just take, how many months break? You take. And let us take 3 months break. The 3 months break is just is a 3 months exchange suspension. Let me try another one. So that is the same thing that some people want to do to God. It's irreverence. Oh, I'm still expecting that new song that the choir want to sing. Say, the one that gave us life deserve to be served with the life. Maybe that will be next week or whichever one. Sorry. There's a portfolio. Or maybe to be singing in finish work. So, say we must be particular. Say we must be particular. Say we must be particular about spiritual growth. So that's the point. That means don't be hypocritical. What you do in church, do twice at home. Do twice after church. Do you pray in church? Do twice on the streets. Do you preach in church? Do twice at home. So people, make what you are learning here your norm. Be self-motivated. Be self-inspired. Be self-inspired. Be self-motivated. Most times, when you are no longer fervent, it's because something else is already taking your attention. When you are no longer fervent, check it. It's not, man is never left in a vacuum. Another idol has entered. Thank you. So, offices now. Of course, this is series 3, part 9. Well, we should be stopping here for now. Chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Timothy 3, verse 1. So, we are just going to be looking at some instructions before we finally ordain Brother Chimezie today as a pastor of 1 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5. We'll be reading together. You see instructions as touching physical things for the sake of the ministry because of the intended end. Okay, 3 verse 1 to 5. 1 to go, yes. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a, say it's good to desire. Say we must have men that desires, yet they will follow the process. That's the point. They desire, yet they follow the process. They don't desire, then they come and do admitter and go and lock the pastor in the toilet so that they can preach. No. You desire, then you what? Follow the process. Thank you. So let's read from 2. Yes, a bishop then must be what? Blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality. I will come back to that. Absotish. Thank you. Not given to wine, not a striker, not greedy of filthy lucre. We have discussed this. Not greedy of gain. I'm not here for what you can get. Go and work. But patience, not a broiler. That means you are not a contentious person. Not contentious. Not a fighter. Not a street fighter. Not Mortal Kombat. Not covetous. Verse 4. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Verse 5. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? So write this down. Ruling the church is taking care of the saints. Ruling the church is taking care of the saints. Saints are not just who you use. Go and preach. I don't care how you think. I don't care how you feel. I don't care. Go. I don't care how the distance between your house and church. Go. I don't care the work you are doing. Go. No, you take care of them. You take care of them. You must be accountable. I mean, we are going to be accountable to God. You take care of them. Of course, also, not a gossiper. Not a gossiper. Such people, you must not allow them to undo people. Because as a pastor, you will hear different things. People's secret that you know it's not a talking ministry for you. Amen. Amen. You cannot cover people. You cannot endure people. You just hear small thing. Ah, pastor, do you know I took extra in my place of work? Somebody tempted me, so I had to still think. Yeah, just face. Wah, you can't serve. Or someone just tell you something. Do you know, sir, when I was young, my dad, yeah, she had not even said the abuse. Just say, yeah, just face. Same ministry is covering people, is taking care of them. See, you must be a dead end for gist. A dead end. I mean, as the gist is flying, as it gets to you, hey, full stop. I've told you, nobody is in church because of you. They came for God. Saints are God's patients. They came for God. You must not use their stories to satisfy carnality. That is the real license to sin. You must not use their story to satisfy carnality. They came for God.
Have you heard Barafel is now moving with Mr. Eiffel? Why? Mr. Eiffel has run to Canada. Oh, wow. So what will happen now? Your head is small. You
know what else to say to you? I'm the gossiper. Such is using God's children as an element of joke. No.
I'm telling you so that you can pray for them. Okay. Wow. Before we pray, what of the other sister?
Your teeth like this thing. Say, love is our business. Say, in church, we mind our business. Say, our business is love. Love is your business. So mind your business. Tell your neighbor, say, mind your business.
Mind.
Come on, face him. Say, mind your business.
Mind.
Say, your business is love.
Business.
Yeah. Your business is love. Mind your business. No one is here for you. If they are not in church, will you hear the gist?
Yeah, I saw Sister Rose. 10:30. No, 11:30. Where was she coming from? Who say one? Wow.
Oh, is it true? Amen. No one is here for you. If they are not in church, will you hear anything? That's the question. If she's in the house, will you hear a gist about her? So somebody came for God. Don't make them a subject of ridicule. Why? See, okay. Go to Matthew 18. Billions are still outside. Very few are inside. Those few that are inside, God is particular about them. Matthew 18. Billions are still outside. Many are not yet in church. Very few are inside. So those who are inside, don't use your attitude to push them away. Don't use your attitude to push them away. Don't you think ministry is just about charisma, anointing, power, Holy Ghost, boom, boom, boom. That can gather the crowd. It will not keep them. Praise God. That will gather them. It will not keep them. That will not train anyone for the ministry. So God is very particular about not offending those already in the fold. Don't offend them. The people out there, they are still tears in the eyes of God. They are tears. They are causing God tears. Don't add to the tears. So, in the church, in the house, we ensure our attitude doesn't push others away. Thank you. Just write the ones you can remember. Later you pick the message, you make up for the missing areas. Matthew 18, verse 5. Let me be fast. We have a long day ahead of us today after service. Matthew 18, verse 5. Don't forget, as you are studying for everything you are doing, I saw the way some of you are studying yesterday, the day before. Went out reading like you are cramming, like you are doing IGM, is the IGMB or all those professional exam. All I can say to you is God will honor you and the result will show. Amen. Praise God. Hope you know that the result is beyond the exam scores, right? It will show. It will show. The day you'll be put on the spot and you took to explain something and you want to say, okay, guys, sit down from the first principle. You know, if somebody asks you about water baptism, and you now use tools of the prophet to explain to the parent, the guy is finished. Because if you remember what we did in that series, we picked the baptism from where? From Genesis, from the Old Testament. We started looking at everything. In fact, it was like the last part. Now, say, okay, we are saying all this. We say water baptism was only a tool for John the Baptist. You understand right now? For John the Baptist to identify Jesus. Somebody use that one to teach somebody. You know, that's awesome. Amen. Say we are building stamina. Say we are Jimmy. We are Kevin. Say we are Jimmy for days to come. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Hallelujah. Six packs. Glory to God. Spiritual light. We don't do the physical. Thank you. Matthew 18, verse 5 and 6. Let's read together. Thank you. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Verse 6, loud and clear, yes. Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a milestone were hung above his neck and that such should drown in the depth of the sea. When you read things like that, don't put hellfire. That's not hellfire. It's just saying it will warrant eternal. What is the opposite of reward? Consequence. Yes, it's actually a consequence. So there is a consequence to this, attached to when you discourage somebody in ministry. Don't always put L. L is for those who don't believe the gospel. Set it down in your mind and let it go. But there are yet rewards for doing service correctly. Thank you. Verse 42. Family, fathers and mothers, please, you have your meeting immediately after. Sorry, family, I don't mean family church. You know what I mean by family. You have a meeting middle after church, meet your house members. Lots of them are not in church. Some of them are late. Some of them don't have church notes. No things to do. Okay, Mark 9:42. Mark 9:42. And whosoever shall offend one of these, Mark 9:42. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, same thing, it is better for him that a milestone will hang above his neck and he will cast into the sea. That means, like, don't just do it. Is something that the father does not want. Of course, the milestone on his neck, on the sea, is a figure of speech. Go to 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. God does not, even when Christians are persecuted, he is not also the will of God. So he gave us this consolation here. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulation that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of his kingdom, for which you also what suffer. Verse 6, seeing what is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you that are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from. Say from. Okay, the punishment is because they are not in the fold. They are punished from. That means their severance from the glory of Jesus is the punishment. Thank you. From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Verse 10. Slowly, once you go, let's read. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Acts 9. That does not mean that God does not want the persecutors to be saved. No, no. He still wants them saved. But if they refuse, the consequence of unbelief will yet catch up with them. If they refuse to be saved, the consequence of unbelief will yet catch up with them. Acts 9, verse 1. Please be fast, be fast, be fast. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings. Sometimes you have to get home and really see how everything I'm saying connects together. You must get home and study your church notes. That's how you are writing in these details. You must get home and study your church notes. Acts 9, verse 1. And Saul yet breathing out what? Threatenings. Are you there? Are you there? Come on. And slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Let me read verse 3 and you read 4 and 5 for me. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. As suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Verse 4, want to go? Yes. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice say unto them, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou IJ? Is he IJ that is there? Tola? No. Pastor Joy? No. Who is there? Me. Hallelujah. That means what you do to the believer, you do to who? Jesus. Same thing in Matthew 25, right? You remember? You fulfill them, you give, when I was hungry, you give me food. When I was not hungry, when I'm thirsty, you give me water. And when I'm in prison, you visited me. Once you have done it to one of these little ones, you have done it to me. When you have not done it to one of these little ones, you have not done it. Sorry, you have not done the, do, whichever. unto me. Amen. And verse 5, don't mind me. Let's read together verse 5. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. That's serious. Paul was not part of those who killed Jesus. But what you do to the saints, you do to Jesus. So we treat the saints with care. They are bought by the blood of Jesus. They are God's investments. We treat them with care. We don't discourage them. We encourage them. We grow them up. Thank you. Go to Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Let me be fast. Come on, come on, come on. Zach. 2, verse 8. You see this thing, the shades of it. Plenty. Zechariah 2, verse 8. I'm halfway already. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after the glory. Come on, I want us to read it together. I know some of you quote this thing. You don't even know where it is. 2, verse 8. He said, are you there? 2, verse 8. Once again, let's read. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after the glory at he sent me unto the nations, we spoiled you. For he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of his eye. Serious. That's just talking about the intimacy. Because it's not saying you should be making the confession of the apple, but that's also a figure of speech to tell you that God does not joke with his saints. They are his personal people. Personal. Psalm 105 verse 13. Saints are personal to Jesus. We are not just tools. In redemption, we are sons of God. In ministry, we are servants. In both ways, we are his pleasure. We are his pleasure. We are his pleasure. We are not just tools in his hand. We are expensive. Something. We are worthy. Are we? Looking for a grammar. Thank you. Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15. Let's read 13 to 15. Yes, sir. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people. What happened in verse 14? He suffered no woman to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Why? Saying what? Touch not my anointed, neither do my prophets no harm. Romans 14, the first verse 13. Romans 13, verse 14. Don't ensure you don't discourage anyone. Your actions, your inactions must not discourage anyone. That's why you must not come to church and you're looking sad and you're looking like the world has ended. Romans 14, 13. Once you go, let's read. Thank you. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. Let's read, yes. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So we don't joke with that, right? Don't joke with this one. That somebody is causing somebody else to fall, to decline. No. Verse 6, 14, yes. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that expects him to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Verse 15, let's read one to go. For if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroyeth not him with thy meat, for whom Christ, hallelujah, praise God. Say, love is more important than our rights. Thank you. Love is more important than your rights. Your rights. Love supersedes your rights. But for a ministry man, love is your rights. It's love that you claim. Don't claim your own. It's love that you should claim. Verse 21. 21. One to go. 21. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Can you see that? That's a lot, right? That's a lot. See chapter 15, verse 1. Chapter 15, verse 1 to 3. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Are you there? And not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Why? Verse 3. Yes. See the motivation. For Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, The reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. 1 Corinthians 6:6. Saints must be established based on so much reading. So much reading. 1 Corinthians 6:6. But brother goes to law with brother. Imagine. I get a small saint carrying themselves to cut off. Which road is on this road? There's a cut on this road. But brother goes to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Verse 7. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? That means rather than rather than destroying the unity of the church, I can take the blame, right? Are you getting that slant? Amen, brother. Are you with me? That means it's not saying I must say my mind. That is not Christianity. I must claim my point. It's not Christianity. Go to verse 8. No, nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that's your brethren. That's sad. See chapter 10, verse 31. Whether you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Verse 32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Chapter 8, verse 8. But meat commended us not to God. For whether we eat, are we better? Neither if we eat not, are we worse? But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Verse 10, for if any man see thee that has knowledge, sit at meat, as in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him that is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are sacrificed to idols? Just if I told you, I'm looking like a year's shop tomorrow. No, it's looking like a year. Forget that. She's shopping, dining with the gods. Verse 11. And through thy knowledge shall who? That the weak brother perish. For whom? Christ died. Let's read 12. Please, everybody, 12 together. Want to go? When you sin so against the brethren and you wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. As even as church leaders, in Christ's people, we ensure you are not wounding them. Oh. Amen. That's what I mean. When I say some words, you are come back and say, okay, yeah, sorry. I know I'm too harsh on you. Yeah, but this is what you must do. Say in this place, we take care of people. say the only thing in the world that God cannot control is the will of man. Say, therefore, the man that has dropped his will for God, respect him. Because that means, you know, God is looking for all men. Plenty of people are saying, I want my way. The one that manages to say, okay, I will serve. How should you say? Oh, God will just say, oh, well. Ah! You know, Pastor John will say, but she is using mascara. God will say what? Shut up. But she cannot pray 30 hours in a month. Ah! Keep quiet. Slow. She came. If you didn't come, you can tell her in the house that she's not praying 30 hours. Amen? That means what we do is to motivate people to be better. No, I discussed these three words and I forgot the Greek word, condemnation, accusation, and correction. Who remembered? Who remember? I think I was teaching too much. I didn't remember the Greek words, but three words. One is katakrino, thank you. The second one is so we analyze them by the Greek words, and we saw that as believers, we don't use accusation, right? We don't use condemnation, we only do correction. They are different. Okay? They are different. Sorry, Pastor Jerry, I'm sure you remind us of these things we have forgotten. Thank you. That's your portfolio. Just bring to our remembrance the things that we have forgotten. Thank you. Verse 12 now. For when you sin so against the brethren and you wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Now say in 13, want to go? Wherefore, if shawarma, right, makes my brother to offend, I will eat no
Chama King. Amen. Glory, glory. Oh, say, ah, God. Oh, say, okay, don't worry.
I will eat it quietly. Oh, okay. No. My brother, okay.
Amen. I will eat no shawarma while the world standeth. Yeah, say yeah. Why? Lest I make my brother to offend. He's just telling you that love is priority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say our oneness is priority. Say our continuity in the faith is priority. So inside this place, we keep our right. We love. That's the point. We keep our rights. We love. You take care of strangers. Keep your rights.
See, just be simple for God to use. Be simple. Have that hospitable heart for saints. Accommodating that. Accommodating people's excesses. Be simple. Some of you now, if God wants to send somebody to you now, I know that the plan has plenty of issues. Maybe somebody like God just say, if I send him to this one now, they just kill him. Don't go. Remain in your own belief. Amen. Praise God. So that's the point. See, Titus 1 verse 7, you must be hospitable. That means you must be able to accommodate their faults, but what you make them better progressively.
Okay, 1 Titus 1 verse 7. Do you hear your Yoruba now? You're saying yes, sir. So even in rebooking, you must be constructive. You must be constructive. For a bishop must be blameless, right? Titus 1 7. A bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not a striker, not a defender, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of what? Hospitality. Hospitality. A lover of good men, sober, just, holy, and temperate. Sober, just, holy, and temperate. Rush to 1 Timothy 5. Be fast, be fast. Do your best, do your best. 1 Timothy 5, verse 9. The same way, hospitality, a lover of hospitality, accommodating people. Now, some people, when they do things, act them straight. Some people, give them time. They will be better. Give them time. Give them time. Even if you ask somebody, you bring him again. You see 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 5, you say, this guy, throw him to Satan. Chapter 2, or 2 Corinthians chapter 2. They count him as a brother, not as an enemy. Thank you. 5 verse 9. Let a widow be taken into the number, under 60 years old, having been the wife of one man. That's a lot. Verse 10, want to go? Well reported of for good works, if she had what? Brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has been diligently followed every good work. So to lodge strangers, to accommodate people. Both physically and spiritually. Lodge strangers. 2 Timothy 3, verse 6. And also, on the other end, see this, 2 Timothy 3, verse 6. These are just instructions. We'll soon talk about the preacher. And some people think it's only the members that should drop their rights. The preacher should claim his own rights. We'll see that again today, and we'll close. 2 Timothy 3, verse 6. But now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which you have received from us. Verse 7. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. 2 Thessalonians. Well, somebody got it now. Sorry. Happy 2 Thessalonians. I'm explaining you. Sorry. Are you there now? 3:7, 2 Thessalonians 3:7. Okay, verse 7, want to go? Yes. For you yourself know. Let me read verse 8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but wrought with labor and travail night and day that we may not be chargeable to any of you. Verse 9. Okay, verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded, that if any should not walk, neither should he what? Eat. 11, want to go? See, they walk not at all. They are busybodies. Let me read 12. Now, them that are such, command we that we and exhort by our Lord Jesus, that with quietness they walk and eat their own bread. So we can tell somebody, in the name of Jesus, get a job, right? Right? In the name of Jesus, go and walk. But see, 13, want to go? Yes. But you, brethren, don't be weary in what? Well doing. Hallelujah. So let me read 14. You now read 15 for me. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. What? 15. See? Yet count him not as an what? Enemy, but admonish him. Can you see the slant? Can you see the balancing? Although you are hacking, but remember, if he's not in church, you don't see somebody to hack you. So as you hack, what do you do again? Balance back. Praise God. Praise God. So, taking care of others, letting your resources go for others. So now we can, from what I've read, we can see two streams of thoughts, just two. To you that you have, take care of others. You have a car, you have good accommodation, you can lodge, you have, take care of others. But also, the one that is to receive, don't take advantage. Those two. The giver, do it cheerfully. Take care of others. Don't complain. Don't do it grudgingly. But to you that you are receiving to, what should you not do? Don't what? Take advantage. Don't extort. No extortion. Any grammar for other grammar for that? Slim? Smigu? Lord of the Rings. Swindu. That's difficult. Very simple grammar. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know the name of that one. Don't smidu others. Don't always be taking. Give too. That's how we work. Say a lot. Rest on our unity. Say a lot. Rest on our oneness. So we must not use our appetites to spoil what God is doing. We must not use our appetites to spoil what God is doing. So lastly for this series, what of leaders? What of church leaders? There's a scripture that we have to just look at, 1 Corinthians 9. This is where a lot of people pick motivation from to say the pastor must be worshipped or something like that. Sad. 1 Corinthians 9. Are you ready? Okay, let's read it 30-30. Okay, let's do left and right again today. People by the left-hand side of God, you read verse 1. Right-hand side of the Holy Spirit, you read verse 2. Verse 1, want to go? Yes? Talk now. You're not an apostle. Yes, read again. Yes? Yes. Free. Have I not seen Jesus Christ? Are you not? Cynthia, I didn't hear your voice. Verse 2, yes? Am I right? Yes? Seed of my apostleship are you. Verse 3, yes, sir. Verse 4, yes. Eat and drink. Verse 5, yes. You are a sister, yes, and a wife, as well as Bratolu and others, yes, and brethren of the Lord and seven. Verse 6, yes. Yes, verse 7. Go to wolf. Verse 9, yes, say I these things as a man, or say not the Lord the same also. Yes, 9, written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth. Does God take care of? Verse 9, 10. Should plow in hope, that he that treasury should trash in hope. Thank you. 11, yes. Now, hold on. So, he's saying, if we have sown unto you what? Spiritual things, is it a great deal if we shall reap your carnal thing? Now, he's saying, although this is also God's ordination, but now listen. Verse 12. Everybody want to go? We have not used this. I said, yeah, everybody should read that one. Only few people, only Tola was reading. Come on, 13 again. Sorry, 12 again. One, two, go, please. Let's read everybody, please. Oh, this power over you, are we not rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's saying, although, don't forget, our Christianity is the Christianity of who? The apostles. No, we aside from that, right? That means the discretion of the apostle must be our discretion. Their stand must be our stand. You cannot say that is Paul's consecration. Paul's consecration must be your consecration. Peter's consecration must be your consecration. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Their slants, their discretion is our discretion. I'm not saying you should not marry like Paul did not marry. That's not what I'm saying. Now, but listen to the context. So, that means, please write this down. So, it is God's instruction to the followers to support and bless. It's God's, please just write this down. This is the best way I can comment. You can explain it further in your notes. Later. So, it's God's instruction to the followers to support their leaders and to bless them. Also, it is God's working, God's apostrophe S. Also, it is God's working in the leaders, not to demand. So that means God works in followers towards to support, right? That means you support, but the leader too, for the sake of the greater good, you don't always have to what? Claim your rights. It is two parallel lines. God is working in me to be our base, don't shack the gospel, don't demand. Also, God is working in you to what? To support. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's good. What happened most times that people emphasize one, they leave the other. So, see verse 13. Yes, by my left, verse 13. Want to go? Let's read. 10 And they which wait at the altar are partakers. Verse 14, thank you. Yes. Yes. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than any man should make my glorying voice. Read verse 18 by my right. 18, yes. I may make the gospel of Christ without that I abuse not my power in the gospel. You see? So now, the specifics of Paul may not be your specifics, but the reason, loss of grammar. When I'm doing like this, you know I'm looking for grammar. The what? Intention, yes. End of grammar? Intent, yes. Motive. Now, Paul did some plenty things for the sake of the gospel. He didn't marry, he was doing, but like, how do I say it now? Rashim, are you understanding? So the motive, the general mindset of I must not put a charge on the gospel must be our mindset. I must not put a charge on the gospel. Freely have you given. Fully give. That means I will explain more. Please just don't put a wall in your mind. Just listen to me. You just read which verse, please? 18. Thank you. Finish writing. Then we read 19. I'm almost done. Just 10 minutes, I'll be done. Give me your attention. Okay. For though, verse 19 now. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. So is it only Paul that should want to gain the more? So these men, they model ministry pattern for us all. They model it for us. Okay, let's read from 22 to 27, nonstop. 22 to, so I said, Paul and these apostles, they model ministry pattern for us. They gave us the model, the pattern. I will gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the man, brotherly, I love you, lest I be lost. That's 2 Corinthians 12:15 or so. Okay, see 9:22 to 27. 1-2, let's read, yes. For the weak became I as weak that I might gain the weak. I made all things, amen, that I might get save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that's traveled for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do is to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are an incorruptible. I therefore so run, and so certainly, so I fight as one that beated the air. 27, but I keep under my body and bring into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, disqualified. That means when I'm preaching, I should be disqualified from preaching. Sorry, from profiting. That means, listen, although you are preaching, but because you are shagging the gospel, you are putting a shag on the gospel, you will be a castaway. Not castaway. It's a grammatical tantrums. And castaway means disqualified from the profiting in that ministry. That casting away, you will not see it only in heaven. You will see it on us. Amen? Amen. Amen. That casting away is not just what God will, just what God will do. You will see it on us. Because at the end of the day, you are, no, I said it yesterday now. What are the two things that will happen when you are putting charge on the gospel? Ah, Ekwale. What are the two things that will happen now? I said it yesterday. I said, number one, you can end up discouraging. I not said it. Wait, so maybe it's this sermon. Okay, sorry. Maybe this sermon. Let's continue. So, see chapter 10, verse 23. It should be this sermon. Okay, I'm about to get there now. Okay, chapter 10, verse 23. 10:23. Okay, yeah. Want to be, let's read. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify it not. 24, let no man seek his own, every man seek another's will. 32. Give no offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. 33, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but I the profit of many, that they might be saved. As loud as possible, 11 verse 1. Want to go? Be ye therefore followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So how did he follow Christ? Selflessness, right? So are we to follow Christ? Yes, the same way Paul followed Christ. So if Jesus did not put a charge on the gospel, should you demand your own right to in the gospel? Should you? No. Say no. Hallelujah. The model ministry for us. You cannot have your own Christianity. So, I'm done with the scriptures. So, just write down this instruction. So, who should respond to that instructions of will of giving? For instance, during the weekend, I will thank you for all of you that sent support to Staij. Please, if you have not done it, please do your best for the Edifying Assembly just started. So, who should respond to that instruction of giving? Who? Willing hearts. Write that down. Willing hearts. Thank you for what Benny Hinn posted last week. It's awesome. We pray they all abide with that. Willing hearts. Willing hearts. Men that has learned why. Who should give for the gospel? Men that has learned why. I still don't believe that we should be doing big projects and we should be telling a first timer to contribute his own. I don't believe it. I think it's priority error. Serious priority error. I will explain. So, if you keep demanding from men that has not learned, now, they may give without knowing why we give. And two things can happen. There are two reasons why that is dangerous. Number one, they may think that is how they are primarily to serve God. The two danger in when you are just telling people who has not learned to be giving, to be supporting, support me. So the first danger is that they may end up thinking that what? That is how they are primarily to serve God. I mean, now see somebody say, we are kingdom what?
Financiers.
Hallelujah. We when we come to church, hallelujah, pray in tongues. Pray in Nana. Come and give. And I say, right. Everybody, right, bring out your checkbook. Now put your hand in your pocket. Evangelism. Outreach. Quote scripture. But support. See them in front seat. If your heart is not going, your money is useless for Jesus. The heart is the Lord and the friend thereof. Who are you? How much do you have? If money is what he's looking for, what will he give as his ordinary apostles and prophets? What will he be giving them? Hello? If money is the tool for ministry, what will be the first fruit of the Spirit? If it's not in the fruit, what will be in the gift? Amma. Gift one, amma. Two, what will be gift two? Blow. Gift three, multiply. You all see, like all those stadiums, all those Etihad stadium, they will be learning behind it. In fact, as you are called to ministry like this, immediately you get to your room, just open. What do you miss inside? Dollars. Somebody is receiving. Hallelujah. So God, that you not give us that for ministry, don't think he is stupid. Praise God. Don't think he does not know what he's doing. He's not stupid. And he didn't put us in a deficient position. A willing heart is all God is looking for. Remember that story of the woman, two people were putting money into treasury. One gave plenty abundance, and the lady brought what? 2 mites or so. But God said, I see respect this lady more than you that you gave millions. Why? From her heart, she's giving up. So the preacher too, you must learn how to respect good heart more than good quantity. Good heart. Good heart. If Jesus respected that, we must learn it. It may not be easy. You must learn it. Not just to rate people based on how much they are giving, but on the willingness to serve. So that's number one. Point number two. They may end up being discouraged since they are not convinced of why they give. They may end up being discouraged. That means they may give one, but they may give because they are looking for multiplication. So when the thing did not come, what will happen? When you tell them to give again, what will happen? Aye. And you will end up discrediting the ministry. You will end up disdaining the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So two reasons. They may think that is how they are primarily to serve God. Secondly, they may end up being discouraged since they are not well convinced of the word. No one of the things that this, Brannake, please keep up, sir. No one of the things that the so-called post, I don't want to call it prosperity movement, because there is, nowadays, just, once you call anything name like this, different people have different explanation of that, of the prosperity. So, it's just best to just explain. What do you mean? So, the giving to get stuff, one of the things that's happened, that they have done, is they have made many discouraged from Christianity. Many. People have sold their car, sold houses, sold companies. So, come to church with a shoe, live without a shoe. Why? Praise God. Like when I roll out now, you can even sew your ear. Thank God, I will cut it for you. Sew your zeal. When they now see you walking on the streets, they say they are all the same. It may not be obvious. See, the number of people that have left churches because they are discouraged, they are more than those inside. I'm not joking. Plenty facing their business. They have done the giving. They have done the sowing. But no results. You have end up discouraging them. Praise God. In ministry, we don't demand. Wait for willing hearts. If your resources cannot afford a skyscraper, don't
go and rent a church in Madala and serve God there. If you cannot afford the diesel generator and the fuel every week for the AC, put fan. Make us fan is too expensive. Fan, you know, which one you buy what? Hand fan. Give Starbucky as you are entering church. Have an hand fan. Hallelujah. Say ministry must be done within our means. Please write that down. Write that down. Yes, I mean, we are like this. We are not ending this year. We are young. You will see things years to come. Within your means. Had thou called being a servant, what must you do? Care not for it. If thou mightest be free, what must you do? Use it rather. When resources increase, what should you do? Use it. Hallelujah. And when it's not enough, serve God in that state. Don't place church needs. Don't rest ahead of your members' giving. The cumulative of all your church money is currently 30K. And you want to drive Oma Jeep on church accounts. How will you fuel it? Sorry, how will you buy it? Have a church in a month, maybe those who still collect the tithe and everything. In a month, you collect 10M. In from all your branches, good. You want to write a private jet. Are you okay? Hope you know what it takes to maintain that thing. Hope you know it's not Abib that repairs it. People from Gudu market. Every spare part, you have to fly it. Praise God. You pay a pilot. Maybe they don't collect 100K. Parking space. Don't raise ahead. I love to say this. We must do our best to plan within our means. That means, before you say you want to buy another keyboard, another stuff, check the accounts. Okay, this is the capacity of the saints for now. You have taught them giving. They are doing their best. Therefore, look at. Don't forget, ministry is for men, right? That's why even all the givings that they gave to Jesus, he will tell Judas, go and give the poor. Go and serve them. That means God does not want you to zero your account for the gospel. That thing is manipulation. Close your account for God. Whether for ministry or for Maduguri Church, is manipulation. I'm saying it. It's manipulation. The woman that did this in the Old Testament, that was a clear instruction and action of it. Not a general rule. Amen, amen. Amen. So, God wants saints to do fine. He doesn't want you to trek home after service. If you came to service blessed and you trek home and you got fever along the way, ask that helped us. Will you be able to come tomorrow? Amen, amen. I'm not saying this because of me or because it is what I can see. Same ministry must be done within our means. Don't make people inconvenience. Don't tell people. Don't make people inconvenience. Sell your car. Let it come willingly. Let people see the need that, awesome. This ought to happen. Then they give willingly. End of the day, many people now end up saying the church has duped them. And like I told my pastors, my people, a while ago, yes, their pastors was. You were like my pastor, looks like one big something, big insect somewhere. So, the sheets that all that ministry have poo-poo, we are really packing them. We get to a place, we are looking for venue. We search like 200 venues. Say, not the church. No. But you
my usual waka. We waka waka. Until we now pray and say, oh, this guy. And I said, say that man that regretted yesterday. Go back to it. Go back to it. Now went back. Now said, sorry, sir. You are not like every other church. No, the other one, they put on speaker. I said, okay. You don't even have on speaker. Okay, they usually park to this, to park block everywhere. Sorry, you don't have a carrier. We almost signed an agreement, but they now gave us the venue for just. And he said it was a church that was using it before. So, at times, also to saints, you know, as you are going to somebody to preach, stylishly they are expecting that after the message, you tell them the word, drop prophet offering. And because of that, some people, they don't even want to listen to you on the first place. What are we doing to people? Keep your rights. Ministry is not where you are, man. If you are lucky, you are blessed, you have taught people well, and you have saints that love you and they bless you. Glory to God. Until they have learned the why, don't force it on them. Exactly, everybody. Exactly, everybody. With this, we'll be concluding our series 2 and 3 for now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Understanding must be the reason why we do things, why we give, why we go. Understanding. If you don't understand the why, hold on till you understand why. Hold on. Ensure you understand the why before you do. Or else, when offense comes, it will catch you. It will catch you. Ah, they duped me. Ah, they did this. Understanding was the primary. Oh, glory to God. Stop praying in tongues. Understanding must be why you do. Understanding. So manane, rabi de to savate bota tatate, lava lava stogo vate papi papa tatate, kebrite stoga pati mastega patos. It may take a while, wait for willing hearts. Ministers, wait for willing hearts. Wait for it. Don't race after things. Wait for willing hearts. Gabates to Gabate Mani Brala Dados Lani Masse Boli Brala Master Gabile Manana. We are not writing, please be on your feet. Rosevete Sapote Tete. We stand. God's will shall man any rastel. Manamana Sevilla Mani Rosa Patata Tate Bani Stovite Mananos. Bring down to go be the capil and na. Will a rose appear be de. When we sign for the ministry, we are signing for service. We sign for service. We sign to be inconvenienced. Sorry for my grammar. To be inconvenienced. Past tense. That means before it happens, you are prepared for people to inconvenience you. So put ED. Inconvenienced. Anane ya pola te. In Britelos. If you are the only one in a place because you have understood why we give, don't be worried. That's God relying upon you to do it. Tomani so valira take a pill. You will never lose this simple heart. You will never lose this simple heart. You will never lose this simple heart. This art to serve, this art of service, you will not lose it. You will not lose it. You will not lose it. Oh, Mali Rose, Avala, Manano, Stogo, Father, Master, Bani, Still, Batosh. Repeat, take a pill, ta. Strong and perfect wisdom in God's will. Come on, singing tongues, pray. Tate man and also bate potate tete. Rebile zopite lemo zapandanaos. Rapate palabasete. Laste gebite gepila tata to savate ke mana mana rosto balaos. Yele to rasa tate.
Brille queste che pile mana mana so banana so banana no se bile mana che mo papara za ta 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 staga vite mala master che bile mana no no rasete bala de de de. Our actions, our inactions must not discourage anyone. When we correct, we yet encourage. Pipili teke rosa tata. Lake pila mos toko pila toke tepi. Nanine mozi pili mala rosso pas teke pila manna mana topas. Lima koza patata. Imbro tete. Imbrike la na 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 na. We serve for the right reason. Last toko patete rosso pototo do do manos. Ananon, zaminene, minaro zabila matata, bapo, karanano, manano zabike pile steke bidede. Come on, as you are singing the Holy Ghost, you are consecrating your future to serve God. You are aligning your days to serve God. You are aligning your days to do it for the right reason. To do it for the right reason. These type of messages may not be popular, but it will make you firm, strong. 10 years from now, you are doing it for the right reason. 20 years from now, you are doing it for the right reason. We will gladly spend and be spent. You will gladly spend and be spent. You will gladly spend and be spent. Manene, brolas tegava la tatatos, japala zatala razanta malos to the mouse. In Britis to cats take a pillar, so the palaman and anos. In minimos of palerazeto landos. Your past is gone. Your future is yours. Take control, take ownership. In this place, we will help you. We will help you. We will ensure. We ensure you be all God has said you will be. We will help you. Palamani stoko pile mozo pile ros toke pile ros pile ros pile stoka pite te rasa ta 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 ta.